This is Alive with Joseph.
We have been examining the higher life, and last week Sunday, we looked at the power of vision. We looked at the key of vision. And I've come to understand in God's character and ways of doing things, He always makes sure that for your lifting, you are exposed to the key principles of how to abide in Him. And also you are exposed to the grace that you require to walk in those key principles on how you can abide in Him. When you come to that place, the grace is released also for you to be able to walk in that key principle which He has released or exposed you to. We established last week that we abide in God through two different ways. Number one, through spiritual fellowship with divinity. Number two, we abide in God through practical application of the principles God has set in motion that governs the various dimensions you want to make progress in. We began to look on the second one, the practical application of the principles God have set in motion. There are two things I want to point your attention to. The first one I started is the power of vision. We establish, according to Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18, that where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. That is to say, the people do not perish because of Satan. People perish because of lack of vision. So therefore, what is a vision? A vision is the mental picture of a future. A vision is the ability to stand in the valley and see yourself on the mountaintop. A vision is also the power of imagination. That is the power of image formation. That is to say, the ability to see where you are going even before you get there. That is vision. Three key things I mentioned now. Number one, vision is the mental picture of a future. Number two, vision is the ability to stand in the valley and see yourself on the mountaintop. Number three, vision is the power of imagination. What is imagination? Imagination is two words coming together, image and formation, which is the ability to see where you are going before you get there. Where there is no vision, the book of Proverbs 29 says, the people perish. The word perish in Proverbs 29 verse 18, it means to expire. The word perish also means to pass to an inferior condition. Number three, the word perish also means to be stripped of dignity and honor. The word perish in Proverbs 29 18, it means three things. Number one, it means to expire. Number two, passing to an inferior condition. Number three, to be stripped of dignity and honor. So it means a person without a vision is a person that expires. A person without a vision is a person that passes to an inferior condition. A person without a vision, it's a person that has been stripped of dignity and honor. I pray for you listening to me. You will not expire in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your amen like a believer. I pray for you as your amen will thunder this morning. Whatever will make you pass to an inferior condition, whatever will make you be stripped of dignity and honor, I cancel it this morning in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Give me your loudest amen. So a person without a vision is a person that will be lost in the crowd. Vision defines your destiny. Vision defines your placement in life. Vision defines your destination. I repeat, number one, vision defines your destiny. Number two, vision defines your placement. Number three, vision defines your destination. That is to say, a person without a vision cannot experience the higher life. A person without a vision cannot be able to come into their placement in life. Listen, friends, if you are going to experience the higher life, you must be able to see it. You must be able to have the image formation of the higher life. You must be able to imagine and have a mental picture of that which the Lord has ordained and designed for you. If you must be able to come into the higher life, you should be able to see, because God can only do for you as far as your eyes can see. God can only do for you as far as your eyes can see. Concerning our father Abraham, in the book of Genesis, the Bible recorded that when God wanted to bring him into owning the world, the Bible said that God had to bring him to the place of vision. The Almighty God brought Abraham out and asked him to look. And the Bible said, God said to him, as far as your eyes can see, that is what I will give to you. Listen, in that scripture, it was not talking about the physical, the optic eyes. In that scripture, God was saying to Abraham, with the eyes of vision, whatever you see, I am committed to doing it for you. That is to say, whatever you cannot see, you cannot get God to be committed to doing it. So Abraham saw the whole world. And when Abraham saw the whole world, God handed over the certificate of occupancy of this planet Earth to Abraham. Why? Because Abraham was able to see. I pray for you listening to me. Whatever will stop you from seeing, I delete it in the name of Jesus. Whatever will deny you access from seeing, whatever will hinder you from seeing, as your amen will thunder up this morning, gain victory over that thing in the name of Jesus. Give me two powerful amen. Do give Jesus praise this morning. So whatever you are seeing, listen, friends, despite the happenings, whatever you are able to see, despite the happenings, it will come to pass. Because as far as your eyes can see, so as you look at July, what can you see? As you look at the month of August, what can you see? As you look at the month of September, what can you see? As you look at the month of October, November, December, and beyond, what can you see? Friends, it is as far as your eyes can see. That is to say, friends, your vision sets the pace of what God does in your life. Your vision is what sets the pace of what God does in your life. Can I ask you a question this morning? What can you see? What can you see? What can you see? Give Jesus your highest praise this morning. So vision makes you operate abnormally. A person of vision is restless until their vision comes to pass. Vision makes you abnormal in your journey of life, because normal people don't possess new territories. You have to have a mental picture, because God can only do as far as you can see. That is to say, friends, what you cannot see, you cannot have. Where you cannot see, you can never get to. What you cannot see, you cannot have. Where you can never see, you can never get. So God wants you to see. You can only get to where you see. You can only get what you can see. What you don't see, you cannot possess. I pray for you this morning. Let your eyes be open to see the higher life in the name of Jesus. Let your eyes be open to see your business expand in the name of Jesus. Let your eyes be open to see that your body is healed in the name of Jesus. Let your eyes be open to see that your God has ordained a restoration for you in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, give Jesus praise this morning. Hallelujah. Listen, friends, you can't believe God for what you can't see. You cannot believe God for what you can see. Brother Paul speaking to us in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, he said that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, because the very moment you can see, you are able to possess. The very moment you can see, you will be able to possess. So if you cannot see, you cannot possess. That is why Satan would do everything to stop you from seeing, because he knows a seeing eye will arrive at God's apex for them. A seeing eyes will get to the best of God for their life. A seeing eyes will be able to go through battles and they will come out with victory. A seeing eyes will be able to go through challenges and the challenges will not destroy them. A seeing eyes will be able to go through this pandemic and the pandemic will not be able to swallow them all. Can I ask you again this morning, what can you see? Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, type in the comment section, everybody, for me, and write them boldly. I can see. Declare loud and clear. I can see. Hallelujah. So you cannot even believe God for what you can see. So the question is, what do you see? Child of God, what do you see? Because as you look forward to beyond the pandemic, what can you see? A vision, what can you see? Because you need to begin to look beyond the pandemic. You need to begin to look beyond the challenges that you are confronted with. You need to begin to look beyond the battles that are surrounding you. You need to begin to look beyond the limitations and the restrictions around you. What can you see? Because if you cannot see it, you cannot possess it. Listen to this very carefully, friends. A vision is generated by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. That is, when you fellowship with the Holy Spirit begins to birth in you vision. He begins to inspire you. Through your fellowship with the Holy Spirit, he plants a picture of that which God wants to accomplish in your life. Listen, friends, when you fellowship with the Holy Spirit is able to plant a picture of that which God wants to accomplish in your life. So that is the more reason why you must continue to develop your relationship with the Holy Spirit. You must continue to fellowship with him. I pray for you this morning. I declare, I see great men and women out of Alive Church in the name of Jesus. I see great women arise from Alive Church in the name of Jesus. I see great men arise from this house in the name of Jesus. I see captains of industry emerge from Alive Church in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. That is what I see. That is what I see. I look beyond your challenge and I see the plan of God concerning you going forward. Glory to God. So vision is planted in your heart by the Holy Spirit. Understand also that your vision will always be bigger than you. Your vision will always be bigger than you. That is why you have to, it will require risk to accomplish it. It will require you taking risk to accomplish it. Listen to this very carefully, friends. Visions don't happen on the platform of convenience. That is, convenience is an enemy to vision. Nobody that does not take risk that will be able to arrive at the fulfillment of their vision. You must take risk for vision to happen. The Bible spoke about the four lepers in the book of 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 3. The Bible recorded that these four leprous men and the entry in the of the gates, they said to one another, why sit we here until we die? They had a vision to move into the city and get a better life for them, but it required risk. Number one, all odds were stacked against them. They were lepers. They were not allowed to come into the city. Number two, they were supposed to get into the camp of the enemy. Listen, friends, the odds were stacked against them, but you must understand that vision requires risk for its fulfillment. fulfillment. If these lepers in the book of 2 Kings chapter 7, if they had not taken that risk, they would have died in hunger. They would have died in pain. They would have died in shame. But they arose in the midst of all the risk around them. They took that step. Why? Because every time you take a step of faith, the Almighty God will enable you. He will come through and help you. And these men, they rose with everything that was against them. They decided to take that step. Child of God, I don't know what is against you in this season, but I came this morning to tell you, you must arise and take that step. I don't know what has been stacked up against you. You must arise and take that step, because the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? I came to announce to you that greater is he that is in you than he that is of the world. Arise today. Take that step. And when you take that step, your heavenly Father will amplify those steps, and your vision will become a reality. Give Jesus your highest praise this morning. Glory to God. You have to take that step. You have been at that level for too long. Beginning from today, I prophesy over you as your amen comes like thunder. I see you move to another level in the name of Jesus Christ. I see you break into new frontiers in the name of Jesus Christ. I see you possess new territories in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive that grace to possess in Jesus' name. Shout that amen like a believer. So your vision will always and usually is always and is all usually bigger than you. So that when it happens, it doesn't just happen, it also changes you. When your vision happens, it doesn't just affect those around you, it also changes you. So when God plants a vision in your heart, understand that that vision becomes so intimidating that you will require the faith of God for that vision to come to pass. You will require the faith of God for that vision to come to pass. Understand this, friends, that any vision that does not require faith is not a God-ordained vision. Any vision that does not require faith is not a God-ordained vision, because every God-ordained vision will require faith to power it. Every God-ordained vision will always require faith to power it. So in this season, understand that you must take those steps of faith. As you take calculated risk concerning the vision God has placed in your heart by the Holy Ghost, you must arise and take that step, because every God-ordained vision requires faith for it to be powered into manifestation. Celebrate Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Number two, practical principle you must employ to work for you in this season is the power of direction. Number two, the power of direction. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 16 verse 25, I read, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So this is the reason why you require divine direction. That is why divine direction has no substitute. With all of your feasibility studies in this season, with all of your analysis in this season, it seemeth right. But the Bible says, if it lacks God, it leads to destruction. So divine direction is the ultimate in the pursuit of the higher life. Divine direction is the ultimate in your pursuit of the higher life. Divine direction is the ultimate. Everything may look okay on the surface. But understand, friends, only God knows that beyond the surface is destructive. That is why you require divine direction. That is why you need divine direction in this season. Because everything may look fantastic and okay on the on the surface, but only God knows that it is only a trap in disguise. So friends, divine direction is very critical in this season. Divine direction is very vital in this season. And understand this, if you want to go far in the race of life, you will need divine direction. Anyone that wants to go far in the race of life will require divine direction. Stretch your hands towards me. Let me pray for you. I pray for you right now. In 2021 and beyond, the hand of God will direct your steps in the name of Jesus. I declare over you this morning, listening to me, wherever you are, I command right now the hand of the Lord to rest upon you and direct you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Boldly declare, I receive divine direction. Declare it again, say, I receive divine direction. Celebrate Jesus this morning. The book of Proverbs chapter 37 verse 23. Proverbs 37 verse 23, I read, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. I want you to do something very prophetic at home right now. I know you're sitting. I want you to stand right now at home, right there where you are. I want you to stand up. I want you to put your foot forward. Put one foot forward, either your left or your right foot, whichever one that you want to put forward. Put it forward. As you have placed that foot forward, I prophesy over your legs right now. I command your steps are ordered in the name of Jesus. I say your steps are ordered in the name of Jesus. As you have placed your foot forward, I speak to those legs. Your foot is ordered in the name of Jesus. The Almighty God will order your steps to the right places in the name of Jesus. Your steps will not take you to the place of destruction. I declare in this season, your steps are ordered in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me hear your loudest amen. Give him praise this morning. Hallelujah. So you must understand divine direction is key. Divine direction is very key. Divine direction is very key. Let me show you again a mystery about divine direction. Let me show you a mystery about divine direction. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 1 and 2. I read, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. First of all, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. The word shepherd means guide. The Lord is my guide. And because the Lord is my guide, he maketh me to lie down. Because I'm not the one guiding myself, he makes me, the one who guides me, makes me to lie down. That is, I don't just lie down. He maketh me to lie down. That is to say, friends, the place could look like a dry pasture. But because the Lord is the one leading me, and he is asking me to lie down there, when I follow that direction, that dry pasture will become a green pasture. Are you understanding me this morning? That is to say, friends, when God is the one making you to lie down, the dry pastures becomes a green pasture. That is, everywhere can be dry, like what we are experiencing in this season. But when it is the Lord leading you, when it is the Lord making you to lie down, no matter how dry the place may appear, it will turn into a green pastures. He leads me. I'm not leading myself. He said, I am not leading myself. The writer of that psalm said, I am not the one leading myself. He is the one who leads me. And because he's the one who leads me, I have this confidence that I will arrive at a place called green pastures. It might not look green right now, but one thing I know, the one who leads me has the ability, he has the capability, he has the know-how to bring me to the place of green pastures. So my job is to follow. When I follow the leader, he leads me to green pastures. He makes me to lie down there. Child of God, I came to tell you this morning, your season to be led by God is here. This is the time you must allow yourself to be led by God. Don't venture into anything that God is not leading you into. It may look good on the surface, but friends, when God is not involved in it, it is not good. If it is God, it is great. If it is not God, it is not good. And I prophesy over you this morning, your steps are ordered by God. I declare this morning, your steps are ordered by God. Let me hear your amen like a believer. Boldly declare, my steps are ordered by God. Give Jesus praise this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He leads me. He leads me beside still waters. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Hey, he leads me. There could be troubled waters, but when he is the one leading me, my future is guaranteed. Child of God, listen, we are in troubled waters in this season, but do you know why I have this confidence that the troubled water will not swallow you? Because he is the one leading you. He leads me beside still waters. So I may be going through troubled waters, but when the Almighty God leads you, he commands the troubled waters to become still waters. Hallelujah. Oh, so when God is on the steering wheel of your destiny, your direction, your destination is guaranteed. Boldly repeat after me. Say, because God is in my boldly declare, say, because God is the one steering my life, my direction, my destination is guaranteed. Declare it again. God is the one steering my life. Therefore, my direction and my destination is guaranteed. If you believe it, celebrate the faithful God. Hallelujah. When he leads you, your tomorrow is guaranteed. When God leads you, your future is guaranteed. You may go through the valley of the shadow of death. You will fear no evil. Why? He's the one leading you. When God is on the steering wheel, your direction, your destination is guaranteed. Because it is the direction of the Lord that makes you unbeatable in the pursuit of life's assignment. Hi-ya-ya-ya. Listen to me. I don't know who you are. It doesn't matter how scattered your life may be right now. As the Lord begins to lead you, beginning from this moment, your life will come together again in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your amen. So the Bible says, in the book of Exodus, Moses said to God, Father, show me the way if I have found favor before you. So which means divine direction is a function of divine favor. He says, show me the way if I have found favor before you. Divine direction is a function of divine favor. And I prophesy over you this morning, 2020 and beyond, receive divine direction in the name of Jesus. Moses said, if I have found grace in your sight, lead me. That is, anywhere, God, you will not go. Don't take me there. Because if it is not God, it is not good. If God is not in it, it is not good. If God is in it is great. When God is in the lead, tomorrow is sure. When God is in the lead, tomorrow is guaranteed. So Moses said, God, if I have found grace before you, please show me the way. I don't want to just go on my own. Lead me so that I know my going is guaranteed a safe arrival. And God said to Moses, when Moses spoke those words, God said to him, I will send my angels before you to take you to a place where I have prepared for you. That is, there is a place I have prepared for you. Can I tell you this, friends? No matter what is happening now, there is a prepared place for you. And after all is said and done, I declare you will arrive at your prepared place in the name of Jesus. You will arrive at your prepared place in the name of Jesus. Your steps will enter your prepared place in the name of Jesus. And I declare again, as your amen will thunder this morning, the doors God has opened for you, nobody will enter before you in the name of Jesus. You will enter your door of favor, enter your door of victory, enter your door of healing, enter your door of increase, enter your door of abundance, enter your door of testimony in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me hear your amen like a believer. Give Jesus praise this morning. Now, when God told Moses, I will send my angels to where I prepared for you, Moses said, I don't want an angel. Moses replied and said, I don't want an angel. Moses said, anywhere you father will not go, don't take me there. I pray for you again, listening to me. You will not go where God is not, in the name of Jesus. I declare again in this season, you will not go where God is not, in the name of Jesus. I declare in these trying times, God will show up for you in the name of Jesus. Whatever that God is not involved in, I pray for you. You will not be found in it, in the name of Jesus. I declare you will not be found in it, in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Your business will make progress. I declare again, your life will move forward in the name of Jesus. I declare God will satisfy your soul with good things in this season. You will break forth into rejoicing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your business will break forth in the name of our Lord Jesus. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I bless and I bless and I bless and I bless and I bless you in the name of Jesus. You will shine and shine. I say you will shine and shine. Because the Almighty God is the one leading you. You will shine and shine and shine in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can I hear your loudest amen? Give Jesus praise this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. I read. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Two things quickly that I want to point out here. Two things, power and vision. Power there speaks of vision. So two different kinds of power Brother Paul spoke here about. He spoke about number one, power vision. Number two, power direction. And I've established that vision is the ultimate goal. Direction is the step-by-step adventure to arrive at the mental picture called vision. Vision is the target. Direction is the step-by-step events of the day that culminate in the overall arrival of the target. That is, every vision is monitored by direction. A man with vision that lacks direction will die without actualizing his vision. It takes direction to bring a person of vision to the place where they desire to be. So Brother Paul said, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. All that I ask or think, all that I have conceived by vision, he is able to do, and he will even exceed in doing all that I have conceived in vision. All that I have conceived in vision, according to the power of direction that worketh in me. Hallelujah. Amen. So the difference between a failure in life and a success is divine direction. God knows where you should enter at the right time, and favor will meet you. God knows what ideas you should have right now, and wealth is transferred to you. God knows the things that need to happen for you per time. That is why you require divine direction. That is why you require divine direction, because without divine direction, you cannot be able to arrive at the fulfillment of vision. Divine direction is what guides you into the fulfillment of vision. Don't forget, it is God who has placed that vision in your heart anyway through the Holy Ghost. So he who placed it in your heart, you will need to depend on him to guide you, to move you step by step, so that you can arrive at the point of victory in that which he has placed in your heart. So two key things, vision, direction. But you cannot see the fulfillment of vision without divine direction. Why? Vision is a mental picture of a future that has been put in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Therefore, you will depend on the one who put it in your heart for the fulfillment of that which he has put in your heart. Amen. So that is the difference. And understand in this season. God has innumerable and immeasurable ways of bringing higher life into your destiny. He has immeasurable ways of bringing enlargement to you. Listen, can I tell you this, friends? As you begin to give your ears to Him in this season, listen, as you give your ears to God in this season, I pray for you. Things will begin to happen for you beyond your imagination in the name of Jesus. John chapter 10, 27, the scripture says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. John 10 verse 3 now says again, to him the porter openeth and the sheep hears his voice in this season. Put your ears to the heart of God. Let God speak into those ears. Hear his voice. Hear his voice. Understand, anyone who goes before God never arrives. Anyone who goes before God never arrives because they have gone too early without clear direction from the one who has the road map. Oh my God. Listen, anyone who goes too early, who goes before God never arrives. Why? Because they have gone too early. They've gone ahead of the one who has the road map. You cannot go without the one who has the road map. That is why in this season, give him your ears. Hear his voice. Know his voice. Follow his voice. Give him your ear. But Pastor, how do I know his voice? His word is the sure word of prophecy. The scriptures are the documented voice of God, are the documented instructions of God that guides and leads us. So in this season, even if you don't hear audible voice, it is fine. As I'm speaking to you now, it is God speaking to you. Hear his voice. As you search the scriptures, it is God speaking to you. Hear his voice. As you listen to the teachings that we have made over the months and weeks, it is God speaking to you. Put your ears to his heart. Hear his voice. Don't just hear his voice. Know his voice. Follow his voice. Glory to God. Listen, I pray for you. Be divinely directed in this season in the name of Jesus. I declare over you in this season, be divinely directed in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Can I hear your amen like a believer? Give Jesus praise this morning. So when God leads you, as I begin to conclude this morning, when God leads you, he leads you into green pastures. When you lead yourself, there are no guarantees. So it is not in the hands of intelligence, neither is it in the hands of your human ability, but it is in the hands of divine direction. So it doesn't matter what an expert you are in your field in this season, submit to divine direction. It doesn't matter all of the knowledge you have acquired in that your field in this season, submit to divine direction. Listen, friends, if you lack divine direction, you will suffer losses. And God doesn't want you to suffer losses. So God is saying, subscribe to his direction. Subscribe, submit to his direction. Because a person may be an expert in their field of endeavor, but when they are not in the hands of divine direction, they will not make profit. A person may be an expert in their field of endeavor, but when they lack divine direction, they cannot make profit. They suffer losses. So in the midst of all the knowledge you have acquired in your field of endeavor, please, in this season, submit, subscribe to divine direction. Submit to divine direction. Subscribe to divine direction. Submit to him. Because the Bible says in Isaiah 48 verse 17, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way thou shouldest go. He said, when I lead you, you will profit. If I don't lead you, you suffer losses. So friends, according to the book of Isaiah, God wants to teach you and he wants to lead you. When he leads you, he leads you to the place of profit. He said, I'm the Lord your God. I am your Savior, the Holy One. I am your Redeemer. I teach you how to profit. I teach you how to profit. I lead you the way you should go. Understand, those of you in business in this season, allow God to teach you how to bring that business back to profit. Those of you in career, allow God to lead you in that your career. Because I hear my spirit in this season. God will bring many of you listening to me into greater profits than you have ever imagined existed in the name of Jesus. In this season, you are coming into prophets like never before. You are coming into prophets like never before. The prophet you never thought existed, God is bringing you into those prophets. As you subscribe to his leading, as you subscribe to his divine direction, he will bring you to the place of unusual prophet. Your days of losses are over. I came to announce to you this morning, your days of losses, they are over forever in the name of Jesus. And anything you have lost as a result of this pandemic, I prophesy over you, as your amen comes like thunder, receive a restoration. Receive a thousand times more. Receive hundredfold restoration in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let me hear you give Jesus your highest praise. Hallelujah. Oh, give him praise. Hallelujah. Amen. So subscribe to his direction in this season. Subscribe. Subscribe. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 15, the labor of the foolish wearied them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city. Subscribe, subscribe. Don't allow your labor wear you out in this season. Subscribe to his direction. Subscribe to his leading. Subscribe to his leading. Subscribe to his leading. As I've said to you, understand that he leads you by his word. Never forget that. Above any other thing, God leads you by his word. How do I know that? Psalm 119 verse 105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In this season, don't look for prophecy. In this season, don't look for abracadabra. In this season, you must subscribe to the scriptures, because his word is a lamp. His word is a light. His word is a lamp. His word is a light. His word is a lamp unto your feet, a light to your path. When you subscribe, his word leads you. He leads you by his word. Step by step, he leads you. Step by step, he leads you. He tells you, don't go there, go here. And he leads you. And as you subscribe to those leading, get ready. Your season of profit has arrived. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Give Jesus praise this morning. That's all I have for you. That's all I have for you this morning. Glory to God.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com. as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.